raising the issue of race and police abuse in the National Football League did not start with George Floyd's death at the hands of a white police officer. It was Colin Kaepernick who took a knee during the playing of the national anthem some years ago and who drew a sharp rebuke from President Trump as well as some of the owners. Indeed, New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees recently reversed himself on his opposition to such a protest on the field. Mike Lurie is an East Coast sports writer and a commentator for Delmarva Public Radio.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Drew Brees and also the head coach of the Denver Broncos, Vic Fangio, with Drew Brees, you know, sometimes I think a person can come out with a message that, from his standpoint, seems completely innocent. You know, Drew Brees saying, you know, I can't support anyone who would, you know, desecrate the honor of the American flag and the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice that the members of the military have made. And as Drew Brees made that statement, he had no idea, in his view, that that could be offensive to people in the wake of the tragedy with George Floyd in Minneapolis. So he came out and apologized, I think, profusely and sincerely. And it just shows you the mixed vantage points with the Denver Broncos, who were part of peaceful protests in their city this past weekend. What the head coach was trying to say is, you know, race and color have never entered my mind. It's a meritocracy. As a coach, you know, we don't have a racial problem. I want to have the best players for my team and on the field. And, you know, in and of itself, that seems like a pretty innocuous statement. And he had to backtrack and realize that his words still didn't recognize the full dimension of so many troubling issues, you know, speaking as a Caucasian person myself, of white privilege that, you know, someone like myself, I can think that I'm enlightened because I don't think in these racist terms, but I have no idea what it's like to be a person of color in this country. And that's where a lot of this is going, and I think it is a potentially seismic shift.
How do you see the issue of race being reflected then in sports?
I was privileged to report on in 1997 the 50th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier, and when you think of someone like Jackie Robinson, he easily, I think, could be among the most important people in the history of America. And I think different leagues are in different places. The NBA has been sort of a model for positive messages, for an inclusive kind of framework between players and ownership that's been reflected to a degree in some of their collective bargaining. And the NFL has become this hotbed league on so many levels. One of the things to watch is, you know, it's been conspicuous that Colin Kaepernick was not mentioned by name in Roger Goodell's comments. But we'll stay tuned to see what happens with his status. But there are some really good role models in that league, and I think it's encouraging to see the message that they're sending from such a strong platform.
Mike Lurie is an East Coast sports writer and commentator for Delmarva Public Radio. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.